Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Tilted Heart. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for everything you do, going before us and setting our crooked path straight. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, Tilted Heart. Now, I like to do a variety of different types of studies. Sometimes it's scientifically, sometimes it's something my wife or daughter say, something my friends bring up, family, something I see. Obviously from scripture, a number of different ways I come up with certain ideas for these episodes, right? So today I just so happen to be studying the heart. If you don't know, the definition for heart literally means the center of our thoughts. I thought that was pretty interesting, right? So we accept Christ, we accept him in our heart. I'm sure you heard that before, right? And I was doing a little research, and it says that our heart, we all know it to be found on our left side of our chest for the most part, right? Everybody already assumes and knows that's where it's located. Well, fun fact, I just found out the heart's actually located directly in the center of our chest, but it's tilted towards the left. So I was like, it's interesting. I did not know that. I thought it was just stationed on the left side, but it's in the center of our chest and the center of our body. And for whatever reason, it's tilted a little towards the left. So I was like, So me being me, I'm thinking, all right, I know God has a reason for everything. I know there's a plan and a purpose for it. So I was like, okay, our heart's in the center, it's tilted a little towards the left. So I started thinking about the brain, all right? The left and the right brain. There's two separate functions on the left and the right. And the heart's tilted toward the left. I was thinking, all right, what does the left brain do? What does that entail? It's pretty interesting that the left is basically where we get our words from. Scripture says it's the words that we speak that can defile the temple, our bodies. Our bodies are a temple for the Holy Spirit. So the things that we speak. So hear me out. I know this sounds like a stretch, but if the heart is tilted toward the left side of our brain is where we get our words from. Maybe even then, in forming us, in fashioning us, God was letting us know that we should lean our thoughts towards our word to ensure we don't defile our temple. We should lean towards our words because our words are powerful. Think about what you say. See, our heart's in the center, but it's leaning a certain way. We should lean on him and not our own understanding. We can't just say any old thing. I believe God laid out a map even in fashioning us. In the intricate details when creating us in his image. His image is the invisible image of God. He speaking of Jesus. Jesus speaking of the Word who was with him in the beginning, who was God. We should be leaning in that direction, speaking those things. If I'm leaning that way and not my own understanding, I won't be speaking worldly. I'll be speaking by the word, which is spirit. I believe everything he did to the minor and the most detail that he put into forming us is telling a story. Think about that. He's telling us to watch what we say, even in building our temple. It's pretty interesting. The G-O-D, God bless. Thank you.